This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. How are things in Australia?
It's always good to be alive, and it's good to be alive in Australia, I have to say. the good news, it's good to be alive anyway. The good news COVID-wise is that, as I think is the case in South Africa too, is that the numbers are going down, and hopefully that will continue to be the case. So that is a positive, obviously, right across the board.
Absolutely.
In this country.
Well, that is, thank goodness, not positive, if you know what I mean. Either way, let's take a look at some of the Australian stories. So we were just talking about Whoopi Goldberg's comments about the Holocaust and debating that, where she said it wasn't about race, it was about man's inhumanity. She has apologized for that statement, and we were talking about that. But the landmark survey of thousands of Australians has indicated a very disturbing trend. What is that?
Well, it's disturbing on the one hand and positive on the other.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, just the background, the person who is responsible for this survey is a man named John Gandel. So John and his wife, Pauline, are John Gandel is the son of Polish immigrants to this country who came here a long time ago. And John Gandel lives in Melbourne with his wife, Pauline, billionaire, and consistently has been ranked among the top 15 or so wealthiest Australians. And he established a women's clothing chain, major philanthropist, etc., committed to education. And so he has initiated a Holocaust survey undertaken by researchers at a university in Melbourne called Deakin University, where they interviewed 3,500 Australians in the month of September, so a couple of months ago. And the results were released just end of last week, so on January 27, Auschwitz Liberation Day, mm-hmm. Holocaust Remembrance Day. And the results make interesting reading. On the one hand, the disturbing point to which you just alluded is that 1 in 4 Australians over 18 has, quote, little or no knowledge of the Holocaust. The good news, on the other hand, is that, and there's a couple of points, is that over 80% acknowledge, quote, the true scale of the Holocaust and care about Holocaust education. And then there are other factors, is that only 2% deny that the Holocaust even happened, while 20% neither agreed nor disagreed. 88% agree that we can learn the lessons from what happened in the Holocaust. And an interesting digression, in a way, is that those who were aware of the Holocaust also demonstrated a far more caring attitude to all minority groups and to Aboriginal people and to people with disabilities, etc. So there was a clear nexus between those who were aware of the Holocaust and the need for a caring, inclusive, resilient society.
It's so interesting what these things are indicating. And what are the questions, I guess, is what do you do with this information?
And that's actually a very good question. So to answer that in two ways, the one is that the Australian government has just announced that it's going to put in funding to make sure that every state capital, and there are six states and two territories so-called in this country, so that's 8 capital cities, that every capital city will have a Holocaust museum.
Right.
And there are major cities, being Sydney and Melbourne, there are already well-established, world-class Holocaust museums. But every state, every capital city will have one, and that's with funding, which the government has committed to. And at the same time, this survey has put forward some practical recommendations. That is, to include the Holocaust in the curricula of all schools. Now, again, in Sydney and in Melbourne, the major centres, Holocaust education is a mandatory part of the school syllabus. So that's obviously a major positive. And one recommendation is to make that across the board and not just in Sydney and Melbourne. Then another recommendation, to develop a strategy to drive engagement with Holocaust museums and memorials and educational institutions. And by the way, this Gandel philanthropic institution which drove the survey, which organized the survey, every year they send education is to Yad Vashem for an educator's course, paid for entirely by the Gandel philanthropic group. So they do real tachlis practical work. Another recommendation is to openly challenge all anti-Semitic myths and stereotypes as they occur in education, to provide opportunities for students everywhere to engage with survivor testimony. So there are practical recommendations which have come out of this, and I guess, you know, with every minute that we are one minute further away from the Holocaust, just the likelihood is exponentially greater that there will be, you know, another baby born who is never going to hear about what happened from 1933 to 1945. And that's the challenge. And so it's an excellent survey. And as far as I'm aware, the largest one in terms of numbers done in any country, including US and Canada and Britain.
What is fascinating is that Australia has become the center, or I wouldn't say maybe not center, but certainly very, very active in the space, probably one of the most active countries around Holocaust awareness. Is that the result of the number of survivors that came to Australia after the war?
It's absolutely derived from that. And we've mentioned this before, 27,000 survivors came to this country in the years immediately after the war, 27,000. Obviously, today that number is sadly reduced to about 6,000 or 7,000 for obvious reasons. But obviously, all those 27,000, well, not all, the lot of the 27,000 have second, third, and fourth generation following from them, who very much have, many of whom have very much, very actively and strongly taken on the legacy of their grandparents and great-grandparents. And so as a result of that, Holocaust awareness is absolutely paramount and a seminal part of the community here. And I think, as you rightly say, possibly more so than in many, if not most, other countries around the world. And that's a direct derivative of the fact that there was, that at one stage here, you know, over a third of the community were Holocaust survivors and or their descendants. So that has very much informed not only the way the community has developed, but dare I say, the wider community as well. And as we mentioned a month ago, when Eddie Jaku, the happiest man on earth, as he called his book, died, it was a state funeral for him, a state funeral for a Holocaust survivor. How many countries in the world can actually point to a state funeral for a Holocaust survivor?
Absolutely.
So, yes,
incredible.
I think it's...
Yeah. And certainly kudos to Australia and to the community there for all the work they are doing to preserve the memory and the lessons that we all need to learn from the Holocaust. Vic Alladeff, thank you as always. We will catch you next week for the Australia Report.